sets us up to take a leap forward, in a sense, a kind of turbocharging our commitments and to accelerate action for the delivery of the SDGs. We know and we have heard a litany of all the vulnerabilities of small island developing states and all the historic issues which give rise to legacies of underdevelopment. I don't want to repeat those. What we have to do in the first order of business is to reform comprehensively an outdated international financial architecture that has been ill-suited to respond to our vulnerabilities and special circumstances.